Well, good morning. We have at least, we say, one new visitor, is that right? One who came, so I think we ought to honor God and thank Him, right? Homework well done, right? Campus Crusade used to have a motto: if you go out and witness for Christ, it's not the results that you hear or see, it was that you went out. Heavenly Father, we thank you for obedience. We thank you for our love for you. We thank you for those who shared their bulletins last week and encouraged for others to hear the gospel, to bring others that they might be in the presence of the Holy God. So we ask now that your Holy Spirit guide and direct the message and encourage us today, we pray. Amen. Well, there's a motto been going on in Luke, right? Remember the time the water was turned into wine, Mary told the servants to do what Jesus says. Peter, remember last week, was doing fishing, new fishing well. And Jesus told him to go in the deep and cast your net. What did Peter do? He did what he said. Didn't make sense, but he did what he said. And so you proclaiming Christ by simply inviting someone to church, even with your bulletin, is obedience to him. In this passage, we have four blessings and four woes. This is not the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. In fact, it says it's the Sermon on the Plain. So, you know, it's a little different. It doesn't go into the deep part. The first thing he mentions when he talks about a blessing is how Jesus looks at us, how he defines things. It's interesting because on the blessing, it's God's defining what we are. The first, he mentions a blessing for the poor. And in the poor, in the Greek, it means humiliated. In the Latin, it means dirt. We were created from dirt. So what Jesus is saying is, if you are humiliated because of him, you will be blessed. This is the one blessing he says you've already experienced. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you are already part of the kingdom of God. There's going to be times when you stand for Jesus that people are going to make fun of him. You're not going to receive the notoriety or the blessing in the sense of earthly blessing. I thought of even in aging, sometimes we're humiliated by age, dementia, those kinds of things, and we look at them and we see that we're treated differently. But if you're in Christ Jesus, you are already part of the kingdom of God. Then he says, for those who hunger. What he was doing, he's telling the disciples, your life is going to change. You were fishermen. Some others came, they had different professions, but their life was going to change. Those that were fishermen, they saw the catch of the fish last week, and they could make a lot of money. They were giving that up to follow Jesus. when he looks and says, as a poor, they were giving up things to follow Christ. Remember in Jeremiah, he says, I look at the what? The heart of man. So here he says, blessed are you poor now, and they will be satisfied. Though they may give up now things on earth to proclaim the gospel, they will be satisfied. And then he says, there'll be those that weep. And he says, you'll find joy. Times in our Christian life when we weep, I think one, when we go through funerals, when we've lost someone we love. But if they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, the joy will be, we shall see them again. There are times where we weep because of sickness. And the Bible tells us in Revelation, there will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sickness. We will have joy. And then he says, blessed are those when men hate you. And why? For the Son of Man's sake. And that went with Jeremiah too. God's looking for those who would follow him. But then he gives four woes, cautions. One, he's not condemning. He's simply purposing. If you're rich, make sure you're not rewarding yourself. Use what God has given you as a steward. And some we need to have those things. But don't reward yourself, because if you do, you've already earned what you're going to receive. Next, those that eat expensive food. In their futures, they want people to see how they can indulge. No expense. And he said, your time of enjoyment will be now, not later. And those that he says, woe to those who laugh now, those that spend time in amusement and entertainment, because later they'll mourn for their time that they've wasted. When you talk to people and they look at their life and they look back, they say, oh, if I only took that time for Christ. Then he said, what about those that speak well of you? It's a lost opportunity. They're speaking well of you, but not what you've done for God. Look for the favor of God, not for the favor of man. In Jesus' name.